Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day today. In this podcast, I wanted to cover really quick a couple of reasons why, as I mentioned before, that we have many, many stores online. We do our business through e-commerce, and it's always good, in my own opinion and experiences that I've had, to kind of be in as many places online as you can possibly be. And there's a reason for that. I don't rely on one source of income when it comes to my e-commerce businesses. We've got six stores right now online and multiple other sources of revenue that we have through other types of businesses. But being in multiple places at the same time just makes sense. Now, the reason why that does is when I first started our business, I started on eBay. And we had about, I believe it was about a dozen or so items. And they were mainly cookies that we started producing in our brick and mortar Italian bakery, where we made gelato and panini sandwiches and the whole nine. We had pastries and cookies and cupcakes. But we went ahead and started with a very small store. I was not very savvy, if you will, with being online with e-commerce. I had never attempted that before. I've always heard about eBay and such, but I never really gave it much attention. So we went ahead and opened a store. We had about a dozen or so items, and business had started as a trickle because, again, I didn't know much about social media and how to integrate that into an e-commerce business. And we kind of, and I don't want to say hit or miss, but we just kind of threw some random things up, and we had a few sales at a time, little by little. Now, fast forward that to just a few years later, being on Amazon now, Etsy, and of course eBay. We even had a Bonanza shop for a little while, and then we went in and created our own website, which I did by myself utilizing Weebly.com. So the second store that we had to open, and the reason why I was saying trying to be in multiple places at the same time, what I've learned over the years is customers have a tendency to shop, I don't want to say sporadically. Many customers enjoy shopping at, let's say, eBay, and they don't go to an Etsy. There's a lot of customers who enjoy Etsy that don't go to Amazon, that they do find a lot of handmade stuff, things that are more either individually made or they're in smaller batches, if you will. Just not a bunch of resold products that are sold in bulk through places like eBay or Amazon. So our second store that we opened was Etsy, and that one I kind of expanded on a lot of stuff because expanded on a lot of the products we offered, because what we started to do is we would get just one after another, we would get these custom orders for weddings, and I never really thought too much about doing that, larger events, if you will, where customers would order 800 units of a product because they needed them as a favor. Or, you know, maybe they just had a big wedding reception and they wanted to give out gifts. So that kind of opened the idea in my mind that, you know what? eBay's a great place to be. Etsy's a great place to be. Why not be on both of them? So then I realized the importance of being in more than one place. So after we were on Etsy for only about a year and a half to maybe 2 years, we started doing very, very well. To date, we've done over 600 weddings and corporate events just on Etsy alone. Not counting our Amazon store or eBay. So I saw the importance of being in multiple locations online. And you kind of look at it in a way that when you want to be online and you have this e-commerce business and you're selling food products, for instance, it's like, you know, there's multiple locations of McDonald's because McDonald's doesn't rely on solely one location for revenue. So if you can be in a lot of different places selling the same products or even just a handful of different ones on each site, it's going to give you a constant stream of revenue, okay? And that's what I've learned is super important with an e-commerce business, is that relying upon just one location or one presence online or one platform is just not the way to go. If you can keep the list of products, if you've got a handful, we actually have, like on Amazon, 689 items that we have actively available for sale. eBay is a much smaller amount that we have. Etsy, I believe, is at around 300 or 400 items. And these are all items that we actually individually make. We make cake balls and cookies and chocolate-covered pretzels, Brittle candies, rock candy, and so on. So incorporating that into incorporating the multiple locations online has helped out tremendously. Okay, and it does also another great thing when it comes to, and I'm not going to get into SEO too much or search engine optimization, but when when Google sees that you've got multiple locations of products, it just, when it comes to brand awareness and you're kind of everywhere, if you will, it helps out your sales. And of course, bottom line, it just helps out developing your brand. If you're really serious about creating a specific line of products with your name on it, building a brand, being in a lot of locations is definitely going to help. So with that being said, I highly recommend that you give it a shot. If you're not familiar with the platforms, what I will do in this podcast, my goal in this podcast is to also just go over how to create and open a store on all of these different platforms, creating listings, creating them to optimize them so you're found, your product is found. And of course, you know, being in not only online, but if you're in retail stores, it's a great way to drag that customer, you know, get that customer to go to your site if you have a site set up for your company specifically. And then even on Amazon, I know of a few food producers that I saw some products in, actually Whole Foods. Some of their labels said, you know, check us out at our store. So if you go to their actual website and their their front page, their feature page, their landing page on the front there, it's fantastic. They've got their stores linked up to their Amazon store even, or for Etsy. And I think that's a great idea because many customers, it's a matter of kind of a trust thing. You know, if they're not familiar with your site, they may not necessarily buy a food product from your website. But if they see that you have an Amazon store, you know, you got the feedback, you've got multiple products up and listed, there's more of a trust that the consumer has to purchase through a platform like Amazon or even on Etsy. You know, you get a lot of feedback and, you know, some of it's good and some of it's great and a little bit of it's a little bad. But you've got a sales history and that type of thing. They can kind of feel more comfortable buying stuff. So if you're starting this endeavor and you're kind of questioning, you know, how do I get online? And I hear all these stories about how to get found. It's so difficult, et cetera, et cetera. It's really not. The only factor is time. The idea that you can put a product up really quick and, you know, you're selling a food product that there could be 10 other companies producing a product similar. The idea that you're going to be found, you know, very quickly or in, you know, 3 months time, you can optimize and max out your SEO and all of a sudden your food product's selling like crazy. That's not the case. I've never come across anybody that has had that capability to do that fast. This has taken, you know, years to develop our business and build up a lot of platforms and also a very large social media following, which is a whole nother podcast. But all in all, everything said, the point of the podcast is be as many places as you possibly can and don't be afraid to be in different places, getting revenue and generating sales in 3 or 4 or 5 or even 10 different places. There's a lot of great e-commerce sites out there, platforms that are set up to run very smoothly and they're easy to maneuver and navigate listing products. eBay is fantastic still. And Etsy is fantastic. If you're producing it by hand, you know, you're making your own food products, which that's the uniqueness about this type of business. In most cases, unless you're just reselling food products, you know, you're making it yourself. So getting on Etsy is super easy. And then generating sales on there. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out this podcast. And again, thank you guys for listening and taking the time to hear me. I look forward to the next podcast and many more to come. I'm going to show you exactly how to bring your food product to market, guys. And if it's a dream or goal that you have, definitely something I will help you along the way. So if you want to reach out to me, my contact information is marketingfoodonline@yahoo.com. If you've got questions or comments, please do direct them to that email. I am on that email every single day. And of course, interact with you here on the podcast. If you have questions and you give them to me, I will be more than happy to do a podcast where I can go ahead and answer those questions directly. So I do also, guys, if you're interested, I do consulting, one-on-one consulting, and I have a brand new store that's opened, another website that I've developed, and that has all of the price points I offer for the one-on-one consulting. There's many different variations and price levels depending upon your budget, because I do know that when you start a food business, it is a challenge, of course, to find the budget to grow a business, but it is something that you can do. So Thank you guys, and I do appreciate you listening to again, and do take care.